Yes, sir. Did you talk to them?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, sir? Ron Davis.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So, yes, I have told you that we are just giving you the call from the end-to-end encryption line. So once our like basic security will be started, the layer two will be completed, we will provide you our number, right? Our helpline number.
Right.
Yeah, yep. So that it will be not getting compromised. Now,
right.
We have just found the account information, so right, sir? So you just simply do one thing. You press the home button and open up your Commonwealth application.
We'll go to account.
Yeah. And like in front of you, do you have any pen and a piece of paper?
Yes, I will have in a moment. Just hang on a second.
Yeah, please.
Yes, have a pen and paper
now. Yeah. So write down yesterday date so that you will remember. Yesterday date, 22 February. Write down 22 February.
Yep.
Yeah, we have height 13,000. Write down we have height 13,000. And out of 13,000, 4,000 has been reversed back to your account.
4,000, you said?
Yeah, 4,000 has been reversed back to your account. And you're going to receive an email either from our team on which everything will be mentioned, okay?
Yes, rightio.
Yeah. So you have write down 4,000 has been reversed back. So 9,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9,000 pending. So you write down 9,000 pending.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what we are going to do, now today we are just going to hide the amount and you can write it down in a piece of paper. So look at the bottom onto your mobile phone. Do you see pay over there, pay?
Yes.
Click on that pay and then
there's
an option called pay someone. Click on pay someone.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what has came up? Now, do you see at the right-hand side top corner any plus sign? Right-hand side top corner?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Click on that plus sign. Press on that plus sign. And there
will
be something coming up called bank account. Can you see bank account?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, click on that.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. Now, it will be coming up account name. So you just write down the first name. The first name will be J for Juliet, A for Australia, N for Nancy, I for ice cream, T for Tango. Now give a space. The last name will be K for Kilo.
Okay, yep.
So you made a mistake. Can you just confirm me the first name?
Well, after I pressed the space button, two letters came on the end.
Oh, because the thing is that your spelling auto-correction mode of your keyboard has been opened, that's why. So you delete it.
Yep.
You delete OR and then give a space and this time it will be not coming up. Now put the last name K for Kilo.
Okay, yes.
U for Unicorn.
Yes.
M for Mother.
Yes.
A for Australia.
Yes.
R for Romeo.
Right.
Now click on BHP number. Click on BHP.
Yep.
put the BSB 732 063. Now click on account number.
Yep.
654 152. Yep. Now you can write it down, those details, in a piece of paper first.
Who's this person? This
is the electronic account, okay? This is not a genuine account. This is the electronic account which we have created through the Westpac team, all right? Because we we have two business accounts, like one is from the ANZ and one is from the, like, a Westpac. So that's why we have just generated an electronic account. That's why we provide, So you're done? So click on done onto your keyboard, press on done. Now what we are going to pretending that you are doing it for your friends and family members. So once the hacker will see our account information, they will think that you are doing it for your friends and family, all right? And they do not know anything about the security, and they are just trying to blocking those payments, and at that point of time they will get inside the trap. Press on next.
Okay.
Yeah, press on next. Now, once you press on next, what you can see?
Pay Janet Kumar.
Select your account. Select your smart access. Where you see complete access, select your smart access.
Alrighty-o, yes. Smart access.
Select your smart access. Now, you need to understand, now yesterday we have just done it in a small amount, so we are just doing it in a single amount so that we will be able to remember it, and we will be just able to transfer it directly to the account or visible it to the account. So click on the amount, and your basic limit is 20,000, so we are just relieving some of the limits so that you can utilize that, all right? So put the amount 19500. Now press on next. Now put the description, family friend or childhood friend. You just write down childhood friend.
Childhood friend.
Yeah.
Childhood
friend.
Yep.
So remember the description, because there will be a possibility once you are just going to make this payment onto that electronic account, there will be a possibility tomorrow in the morning the bank will just want to verify you, because they will got the notification and the mastermind who are just involving in the branches, they don't want that the security is going on. So there will be a possibility they will just call you to verify you. All right. So you need to just tell them, yes, he is one of my friend, I know him, like that. And I have just done these things from my end. You understand? You got my point, sir? Oh, okay. You go to the Commonwealth application first. You go to the Commonwealth application.
Another call is coming through again.
You just hang up that call. Once we're done, then I'll just leave you. Then you can just call to them. Swipe it to the top. Now open up the Commonwealth application. Go to your home screen.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now click on next, press on next at the bottom.
Yeah, by the reference.
Yeah. No, reference is optional. It is not needed. Press on next.
Okay, right. You got next. Yeah.
Now click on pay now. Now you are going to see we put a security hold. Can you see that? We put a security hold because this is an electronic account, and that's why as this is a new payee, we put a security hold up to 24 hours. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that. Yes.
So that is the thing. Once the security will be completed, we have just hired the amount. Once the 24 hours will be completed and we will catch the people, it will be coming up to your account. Okay. So give a click on the X. Yeah.
Yep.
Now you can see that amount. Now click on Smart Access. I want to just showing you for your thing. I just want to showing you. It is showing you on the statement pending because this is the electronic account things has been made. So can you see? Yeah, that is on pending because it is not the genuine thing, and that's why it is on pending. And that is the reason once we put the security check up. So within 24 hours, once the hackers will try to just canceling those payments, we are going to get them and we are going to catch them. And after 24 hours, once the security will be done, that 9,000 yesterday we have just hired, it will be reversed back. And after some time, that 19,500 is also getting reversed back. Understand?
Sometime. How much is sometime? How much is sometime?
Oh, wait. Sorry? Repeat it.
You said sometime the other 19 will be transferred back.
Yeah.
How long is sometime?
Within
48 hours.
Sorry?
Is that the next 24 hours?
Within maximum time limit will be 24 hours. It will be coming up within 4 to 24 hours at any point of time. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yes, because the previous 9,000 is pending first, it will be redeemed by your account, and then 19,500. Understand?
Yes, I do.
Yes, so that is the thing. So you log out from your account first. You just simply log out from your account. Now you need to listen to me very, very properly. First, you log out from your account.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and nothing to be worried about. Okay, all the funds will be coming up one by one. The way the 4,000 has been reversed back, you can see today some of the funds is also getting back. I'll inform you once the funds will be refunded back. Okay, so you log out from your account successfully?
Yes,
and remember one thing, just tell me, do you need to pay anything today online?
That's what I said at the start. I've got this $1,100 coming out for my insurance payment tonight.
Yeah, tonight, yes. So which is the last date? Which is the last date to pay that insurance? Today you need to pay it or tomorrow you need? Yeah?
Tonight.
Tonight after 12 o'clock, it will be possible for you?
Well, through the night, it'll be taken out automatically, if that makes sense. Like it's an automatic payment. It comes out of the Complete Access account.
Okay, so you have the balance onto your Complete Access. You can see you have the balance you have already.
I do see that.
So nothing to be worried about at this. And you have understood the things?
Well, that's the thing. At the start of our conversation, that's what I meant. Like the balance was 2,076, and the amount that needed to be paid was 1,100 something, and they told me that it was declined. Why it was declined.
The thing is that sometimes from their side there will be some online regarding. Suppose what happened? You go to the bank, you try to transfer some funds from somebody. So sometimes you know that there will be some network issues, some server issues, and it will be declined. So that is the same thing. Okay.
Right.
Due to some technical problems, sometimes your money is going to be credited after 2 business working days. Suppose you know that. You go to the ATM machine to withdraw some funds, but you have withdrawn it, but the cash is not coming out. And you just complain to the bank that I go to the ATM, I withdraw the funds like $200. And somehow it will be cutting out from my account, deducted, but I have not received. So they told you due to the server problem, it will be reversed back to your account within 3 to 7 working days. So that is the same way. Due to the server, because last night there will be the rain near about, or the office, there will be any problems is going on. That's why it is not coming out. So nothing to be worried right. about. It will be coming out. They will just taking care of the things. Yep. So you understand? Yeah. You log out from your account first. You did not need to log in again and again because we have already started the second layer of the security. Okay.
Okay. Right.
So this is my humble request to you that today do not log into the account again and again because we have already started the security. If you log in again and again, it will be just simply removing the securities. Understand?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So the thing is that there will be a possibility because I told you lots of people in the branch are involving into these cases, right? As I told you yesterday. So there will be a possibility if the banking securities will get to know about the security information, they will just call you today or tomorrow. Okay. Most probably they will call you in the banking hours tomorrow in the morning to just verify about this. Okay. And they will find to just simply take out the things from your mouth, all right, related to the securities. So suppose you receive any call from the bank regarding the payment for 19,500, you need to just tell them, yes, you have the account details, right, Janit Kumar, right? So you need to tell them, yes, I know the person. He's one of my childhood friends whom I know.
Yep.
So that's why he just wants some funds for his home renovation. And that's why I have just done it from my account. That's all. Okay. So that is the thing you need to tell them, but do not tell them anything about any securities. If you made a mistake, they are going to block your account, block your card, and you're going to face the consequences. Understand?
I understand. Yes, I understand.
So you need to be personal. So you just press the home button. Do not need to log into the account. Any questions you have into your mind, you can ask me, sir.
No, nothing I know at this stage, I don't think.
If you are worried about the funds, I'll make sure you tomorrow, we are just going to provide you the check for your whole of the amount, including your compensation. I'll make sure you, sir. So please do not worry about anything of the funds. You have seen that the funds has been reversed back to your account, that 4,000, the same way it will be refunded back, okay?
But how will it be refunded? How are you refunding it?
Sorry?
How are you refunding it? Are you putting it back electronically?
No. The thing is that we have hide the amount. It will be hidden, okay, onto your account. Because if we hide the amount with the security, once the security layer will be completed, it will be reversed back. Okay, it will be getting visible. It is not going anywhere. It is inside your account. You know that bankers and the receptionist of the bankers, they have a technology. They can just delete your transaction from the account either. So what do? They do some illegal activities inside your account, but you are not able to see that. How that Jessica Harper has done that. She do some illegal activities inside the account. She is the banker. She know how to just manipulate with the accounts of the customers. So she just put the security. She just removed the transactions. She just putting the transactions, but you are not able to see those transactions, right? So that is the same thing. To just catch those people, we are just doing the same strategy so that once they will just get to see that 19,500 is a big amount, it will be coming out. They will just try to get to know what is happening. Is the security is going on? They will try to contact you. They'll try to verify you. Have you done it from your side? If by mistake you told them, no, this is for the security, they will get the opportunity. They will just block your account because they do not want that the mastermind will be caught out, right? So that is the thing. So everything will be clear. No more questions you have onto your mind.
Don't get it, sir.
If you are worried about your funds, this is my responsibility, sir, to just simply reflect it back into your account. Okay. So don't get worried about anything.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you're talking to me from the yesterday. So you see all the things because I have already explained you. I'm just simply telling you to do this. And that is the reason. Because if I have any wrong intentions, I'll not explain you anything. I can do whatever I need to do because you know that we have already all of your information, correct? And if we do, you know that. If we do anything wrong, you are going to face the problem and you will just simply get to know each and everything. But the thing is that this is for your safety and your security. That's why everything I'll mention to you, everything I'll tell you to do, I'll just provide you each and everything, okay? So that you have the evidence, so that you have each and everything. So don't get worried about anything. Don't make any questions in your mind. If you think at any point of time, if you have any questions, you can just email us. I'll just giving you the response. I'll call you and talk to you. All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, one question. When will the 9,000 be returned to the account?
Tomorrow. Right now, we have just made the payment at near about, suppose we have just made the payment at 2:00. Okay. It will be made by 150 or 157 like that. Suppose we have made it at 2:00. So first, the 9,000, there will be a possibility tonight, some of the funds, because we have not made that 9,000 in a whole amount. We have just made the 9,000 partly, like 3,800, 2,000, 3,800 like that. Understand?
Yep.
So this funds will be coming up one by one onto your account tonight or tomorrow in near about 2:00. All right. Suppose you have going receive the first payment, which is about 3,800, and then again after 2 or 3 hours, after 4 hours, it will be coming up. So overall, in 24 hours, everything will be coming up. And once the 24 hours will be done, then after the 24 hours, the 19,500 is again coming up in one shot. Okay, because we have made it in one shot. Understand?
Yes.
So just tell me, like tomorrow at what time I'll getting in touch with you? Like 2:00?
About this time. Yes.
About this time. That will be great. All right. So you take care of yourself, sir. All right.
Yes,
I'll be getting in touch with you. Yeah, I'll be getting in touch with you, and I'll just inform you if we find any IP address, we will going to block them. Okay.
Rightio. Okay.
Are you satisfied, or any questions you have?
Yeah, you've answered all the questions. I think yes.
Yes. So thank you.
Just good luck with catching these.
Correct. Absolutely, sir. We are just working very hard to just simply deceive those people. Okay. So you take care of yourself. Don't be get afraid of anything. We are just handling the things, and you are going to see that everything will be coming up tomorrow, and we will just simply going ahead and one step more closer to catch the other people. So understand?
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So please take care, and please remember, do not try to log in your account again and again. Because you can see we have put the security hold on to that account. Otherwise, the security will be compromised. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Take
care. No worries. Before you go, as I said before, there'll be that insurance payment will be taking money from that
Complete Access
account.
Yeah. If it will be coming out, you just send me an email that my insurance has been paid from my Complete Access. That's all. You need to just inform me, and I will take care of the things. Okay.
All right. Okay.
And remember, sir, by mistake, there will be a possibility you will get a call from the receptionist, right? Or from the squads, or from one of those people for verifying about the payment. So you need to just confirm them. Okay, be confident. Yes, he's one of my friends. John Kumar is one of my friends. I know him. And that's why he's for the home renovation. I have just simply sent him. That's all. All right. And make sure it is not going anywhere. It will be there, and it will be visible tomorrow. Okay, I'll reflect it tomorrow.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. Take care of yourself, sir. Bye-bye. Take care. I'll be getting in touch with you tomorrow at 2:00.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.